You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
This is James Avera from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Welcome, my friend, to the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
Brutal Dave. What's happening?
What's up, man? And...
George motherfucking Trips is coming in from my office.
This is definitely our social distancing episode.
Yeah, we haven't recorded like this since like the olden days.
Back before there was the internet?
Yeah.
The olden days. Now Dave's video, you guys can't see it, but he's all dark now, and it's so brutal.
I have to hide in the shadows at all times. When I started the video feed, y'all couldn't see anything.
No.
And no, so no. What little light is here, I've done for your benefit.
All we see is a silhouette is all we see.
Speaking of, What We Do in the Shadow Season 2 starts next week. I'm looking forward to that.
Does it really?
Yeah,
on me the 15th. Too. Yeah.
Man, I need to finish Season 1 then.
Yes, sir. So how's everybody?
Did you at least get to the council episode?
Right.
No, I haven't.
I'm going to
restart the whole show from the beginning.
We should do that before it starts.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it again.
I think what we need to do is just hang up with George right now, make him go watch it, and have him come back when he's done. That's your penance.
That's my penance. Okay, got it.
How's everybody's quarantining been?
I don't have a quarantine. I'm essential, apparently.
Well, and you're right in the belly of the beast in a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
How is that going for you?
It's not too bad. We take all precautions. Like the hospital is doing a pretty good job of protecting the workers and stuff like that. And there's a checkpoint every morning. You have to get checked to make sure you're not sick before you're allowed into the hospital.
The temperature and all that.
Yeah, and then
that's going to be normal for a while, I think, everywhere. Anytime you go into like a public building or place, I think so.
Yeah, they're talking about this is probably going to last until October is what they're thinking about.
Jesus.
I've heard so many different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. it's kind of hard to tell right now because there's no real vaccine or we really don't know if like we're flattening the curve just yet. We'll probably know within the next couple of weeks or so if this is really working. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty good. I've just been like crazy busy at work. We're doing like a lot of training videos to train doctors on how to like wear proper PPE while taking care of COVID patients. So a lot of that going on.
You find yourself in precarious filming situations, or you
no,
just
not really.
You do pretty much.
I don't really have to deal with patients directly. I really have to deal with the doctors who deal with those patients.
Do you wear a protective mask and all that too, and gloves?
Yeah, we have a face shield with a mask and gloves, and we clean everything twice before and after. So,
well, be safe out there, man. We worry about you.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I didn't want to come on last time because I was exhausted. Last time y'all were recording, I was coming off of a 16-hour day, and jeez. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why we're definitely social distancing from you.
Oh, yeah. I totally recommend everyone to stay away from me, especially my parents. Not because I'm not antisocial or anything, I swear.
Just because they're old.
Yeah, they're old.
How is Brutal Dave doing? How's everything going at your house?
Keeping on. You know, this whole scenario is a little bit odd for me because we're at home like all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So
you've been preparing this for a long time.
I mean, kind of. it's my day to day is still more or less the same. Minor changes aside, but the weird thing is that I just don't go anywhere on the weekends.
Right.
So which is normally when I'd be working, you know, out in public and dealing with hundreds and hundreds of people at a go, and that's not a good idea right now. So, no. So it's just an endless week.
Everybody said that they wanted a long weekend. Here is your long weekend, right?
It's
after the month so far.
The weekend that would never end is
I know.
More like it.
We might have a special guest come in sometime during this episode. He hasn't been on the show for a long time, and that's our good friend Brian, who does a lot of our social media for us. And anytime you see a lot of stuff posted on Facebook and in Twitter and all that, that's going to be Brian. He's had to do a last-minute thing for work, but he should be joining us hopefully shortly, if not next time, for sure.
Awesome.
I have been struggling with my trip to Disney, what we're doing. I talked to my travel agent today. You know, originally scheduled to go the end of May 31st. We're possibly looking at September, October now, but we just haven't figured out exactly when. We're probably going to cut it into a shorter trip and all that, just because we have to, I guess, you know.
Sure.
We still want to go, though, you know. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the next weeks, months, whatever, year. So we're just going to rebook and hope everything state goes well, you know what I mean? If not, we're going to have to reschedule again, which is not that big of a deal, really. I mean, the parks will reopen.
In the grand scheme of things.
Exactly.
Not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. It's just a minor, small inconvenience, but who cares? The parks are going to reopen. There's going to be probably different rules and regulations put in place, which they should. Like you're talking about having to be checked every time you go into work. I'm sure that's going to happen at Disney for a while, or any kind of like public location, like a mall or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I'm really interested in what's going to happen post all this stuff.
They're not.
I think that social dynamics are going to change a little bit as well. I wonder if we're going to be less prone to things like handshaking and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
I think this is really thrown into relief, like how unsanitary that whole practice really is. A lot of our just standard social practices.
The perfect time to adopt the Japanese bow.
Yes. Yeah.
or a nice wave. Virtual high five.
The non-touching, but like that's the right. Demolition Man wave.
That's right. Hey, maybe so. I need to rewatch that movie. It's sort of appropriate right now, right?
Yeah, totally.
I haven't seen that in a long time. It's a good movie.
Is it? Good movie?
Is it?
I mean, yeah. Wesley Snipes is fun in it. I'll give you that much.
It's Stallone,
not,
dude.
Never not, actually seen that
when
one.
Has Stallone done a bad... Okay, never mind. So you guys,
what movies y'all guys been watching? Being locked up in your house.
You know, it's been weird for me. I've actually been working every day, but home. Yeah, I've been doing actually more work recently on a special project for work than I have actually going into the office, and it's finally pretty much done. And it's out there in public. So I was proud to be part of this. We were able to put together a portal on the Comic Palooza website that supports the vendors and artists that were going to be at the show that we had to cancel. It's a way for people to go to virtually shop with some of these artisans, you know what I mean? And it's been very time consuming for me, but it's been fulfilling, you know what I mean?
That's cool.
Yeah. So
as an artisan, I'll say we really appreciate that Comic Palooza took that effort to do that.
Oh yeah.
I think that's awesome.
When they told me they wanted to, when my bosses told me they wanted to do that, I was 100% on board. I just had to figure out the logistics to get it done. And I think what we came up with, it definitely works. Go ahead.
So is it like a web store where people just basically put multiple shops or multiple links to other shops?
That's what we did. Yeah. It's just, if you go to, it's
kind of a directory.
Yeah, basically a directory.
Link you to everybody's web
with
web
images and
like
links
that.
And all that kind of
that's
stuff and
cool.
descriptions. Yeah,
under really
different
cool
categories
for people who like basically depend on like Comic Palooza and shows like that for exposure.
Hi. Yeah,
right there.
No, it's
no.
Really,
that's why we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. So
I was happy. I was honored and happy to be involved with it. You know, but it did take a lot of time to get it going, because just the work that had to be done on my end for it to actually work correctly was a lot more than I thought going into it, but, you know, took up a lot of my work time, which is great. Gave me something to do in the day. But as I'm working, I have my iPad next to me, and I've been watching shows sort of that are next to me that I don't have to pay attention to as much as like a movie or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I've been watching a lot of that stuff.
So, yeah, let's talk about that, and we'll get into some movies. I don't think I've – the last movie that I watched was The Gentlemen. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago. I rented that.
I rented that. I haven't watched it yet.
I liked it. It's not perfect, but –
it looks like a fun Guy Ritchie movie.
It is a fun Guy Ritchie. It's better than Aladdin that came out.
Well, that's not very hard to do.
I did like the way the movie was structured. And Hugh Grant was actually pretty good in it. So it was McConaughey.
Is it more like Snatch?
Yeah, maybe. It's all about it's all set in England. And about
Matthew McConaughey's in it though.
He's not. He doesn't pretend to be English. He moved there from America.
Oh, okay.
So, there's no fake British accent for McConaughey. Just don't be worried about that. But it's a good movie. I mean, I definitely recommend watching it. I love gangster movies, so.
Yeah, I'm totally excited to check it out.
I haven't seen Snatch in a long time. That came out bad, but. Came out the wrong way.
That's probably my favorite Guy Ritchie movie. Is it? Snatch. Yeah.
Is it? Mine's Lock, Stock. I like that. I like that one better.
I like that one, but I think Snatch is funnier.
I think the story is better in Lock, Stock.
Oh, okay.
I think he handles the multiple threads and brings them all together at the end in a fun way. I'll agree with you that Snatch is funnier. I think that Lock, Stock has the better better plot, though.
One of the things that...
But they're both great movies. I love both of those movies.
100%. I mean, they're essentially the same movie.
They're close.
Yeah, they're pretty close.
One of the things that me and my wife have started binge-watching, like 6 hours in a row just watching, is Community. They just put
on Netflix.
It's on Netflix now.
I thought of you.
Yes, sir. We haven't revisited it since it was, you know, a weekly TV series. And being able to go from, like, just episode after episode, it's great. You're like, okay, one more. Yeah, one more. Okay, how about two more? Three more? Okay, we're good. Yeah, it's just, I think we're halfway through season two. We just started, like, this week. So...
cool.
And
I've been thinking about since it got on Netflix to jump back.
Have you seen all of it, right?
No, I stopped after season 2 or 3. Whenever season they took a break and then they came back.
I think that was 4 maybe.
Okay.
Cuz the last season, which was 6, which didn't even feature all the original cast members, was I remember, like, it was on a different network, too. Like, Yahoo. That's right. It was on the Yahoo streaming service, whatever that was.
Yahoo?
That's right.
I totally forgot that Yahoo had a streaming service for a little bit.
Yep.
I didn't even know that. I don't know if I ever knew that.
They had, like, 3 TV shows, and I think Community was their biggest one.
Didn't they have like a post-apocalyptic or zombie show or something on there too? Wasn't that one of their things that they had?
I think it was I think it was called like Revolt or something like that, or Volt. I don't remember the name of the show, but I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Wow, I don't even remember that. So the season 6 of, had, I'm trying to remember. Keith David was in it. I remember that much, which is sort of cool. Yeah, Keith David joined.
He was in Community.
Yeah, in season 6.
Oh shit! I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
It's fun. It's still funny. It's not like Sliders after they changed and all that kind of stuff. But so hopefully, with the popularity of it on Netflix, we'll get 6 seasons and a movie. That was a whole joke running through the show. Because Danny Pudi, his character, Abed, is really into, like, TV and filmmaking and stuff like that. You know, they always make the joke about six seasons and a movie. They got the six seasons, but they never got that movie. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have a 10 year later a movie reunion. You know?
Do you think they could convince Dan Harmon to come back to make a movie?
I don't think it's Dan Harmon. It's probably the Russo brothers.
Well, Dan Harmon is the guy who created the show.
Right, but the Joe and Anthony Russo were the co-creators. They jumped in.
They just directed a lot of episodes.
They wrote and directed a lot, but they became producers of it, like, sometime during the first season. So they were heavily, heavily involved. Yeah.
Cool.
It's great. Have you all seen Schitt's Creek?
No, I don't watch a lot of sitcoms, unfortunately. But no. I do hear a lot of good things about that show.
Yeah, that was a show that we definitely binged, and the last episode just came out this week. So it's over. It's finaled. Yeah. Kim, my wife, cried. I did not cry that much.
Did it have a good ending?
It did. It was definitely a worthwhile ending. It's a great show, actually. It's on Netflix too. That's where we started watching it. It's one of those shows. It's like 21, 22 minutes an episode, and you can just plow through those seasons. It's really good. It's funny. The characters are really good. It's a character driven comedy. You know what I mean? There's a lot of great character actors in it. I mean, when you get, you know, Catherine O'Hara involved, I mean, she's perfect in it. And Eugene Levy, I mean, come on.
The dad from American Pie?
Yeah, or SCTV, who he's most known for.
I know him from Dad from American Pie. Yeah,
he's a very funny comedian. He's been around for a long time. what else have I been watching? The Good Place. I've been going back through that.
Yeah.
I watched.
I'm still waiting for that last season to come to Netflix.
Yeah, so am
yeah. I. I watched something called Northmen.
Northmen?
N-O-R-S-E. Yeah. Sorry for my lisp there.
I watched the first episode.
It's a hard word for me to say.
I was just making sure you said Northmen.
Yeah, N-O-R-S-E. Norse.
Norseman, got it. That's the comedy show.
It is a comedy, and I think it's fucking hilarious. It's shot beautifully well. I mean, it looks like just any kind of other like high quality Viking show, but it is funny. I know Dave doesn't like it as much as me. Like, see him shaking his head.
I watched the first episode, and like, I never felt like any of the jokes actually landed. Like, it was a bunch of really clever ideas that never quite made it, and so the first episode at least did not sell me.
My wife sort of bowed out too after the first episode. I didn't.
Yeah,
there's only 12 episodes, so it's pretty easy.
It's a fun concept, and like some of the characters, I could see them doing funny stuff with. Yep. It didn't really work for me.
I have it on my watch list on Netflix. I just never watched it.
I highly recommend it. I don't know, Dave, if you want to try to give it another shot, maybe give it another episode or so.
I might do.
It's just one of those. I thought it was a lot of fun. Have you guys seen The Last OG?
The Last OG? No. Is that the FX show?
Maybe it's FX. I watched it on Netflix this week.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
I watched that the first season. It's pretty good. I was looking for something like
The Last OG. I don't even know what that one's about.
I just wanted to find something that was easy to put on in the back. It's a Tracy Morgan show.
Oh, you know what? I have seen a trailer for this. I have not seen it.
It's not bad. It's there's some funny parts and there's some heartwarming sections of it. You know, it's about him getting out of jail 15 years later for selling drugs and trying to pick up his life and stuff like that. Still being in love with his girlfriend at the time, and he's now, I can't think of her name. She's really famous now. She's in like everything. Tiffany Haddish. That's her name.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yep. And I've gone back to Once Upon a Time. I'm committed to get through it.
The old TV show?
Yeah. I never finished, I guess there's seven seasons. And I was like,
oh my God, really?
Yeah. I was somewhere in season six when I stopped on Netflix. So I finished that last week and then like started watching season seven, and that's something I can just put on and sort of like not pay that much attention to, but sort of get some of the moments. There's an episode in this season where Madame Leota from the Haunted Mansion was in it.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what is going on? Why, what are they doing?
Well, that's an ABC show, right?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Yes. Disney owns ABC.
Well, it's all Disney characters and Disney.
The whole show is Disney characters.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was all like fairy tale stuff.
Well, it is, but it's more Disney style fairy tale.
It leans into the Disney interpretations of the fairy tales.
For sure.
Put it that way.
Got it.
Yeah.
I never had the gumption to watch that show.
Well, if you haven't got caught up to it by now, I'd say it's something not to watch.
But this is something not to watch.
I was committed to it, so I want to finish it out, you know.
Okay.
And I think they did a Once Upon a Time in Wonderland too, like a one season spinoff or something like that.
Yeah, I thought they had a couple of spinoffs, but I know
I
they had
there
at
being
least
maybe
one.
An Aladdin one or something like that too.
Wow.
Aladdin characters in the show a lot, but yeah, this is like the weird season, like the last season where a lot of the main cast members aren't even in it. So they jump ahead to a different timeline and different. So the kid that's the main character in the show is now like an adult, and they, you know what I mean? One of those last season struggles.
I wasn't even aware of that show until I saw a trailer, and it had like a sexy Captain Hook in one of the trailers.
You find him sexy? Then,
well, I mean, that's how the trailer was portraying him, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to watch this.
he was the guy fighting Madame Leota.
Oh.
And it was pretty cool. Like, she actually, during that scene, there was actual direct lines from the attraction. I took a video of it. I'll send it to you guys later so you can watch it. Just that little clip. It's pretty cool.
Right on.
What movie have you guys been watching?
Dave, you want to go first?
Last night we watched Trolls World Tour. My youngest did you rent it on Amazon?
No, we rented it through Vudu.
Okay.
George rented it. The youngest person Amazon. In George's house wanted to watch it too. That was George.
Catherine really liked the first movie, and I surprised her by renting the new one.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's all right. There were some moments where I chuckled.
Dave is not agreeing with that.
I have to be very discreet here. There may be small ears listening, but
kids will love this movie. My
8-year-old loved it. Yeah,
when
it's a mess. It's a mess of a movie.
I was telling George before we started that he sort of talked about it a little bit and. I've seen the first one a bunch of times because the last cruise that we took my niece on when she graduated high school, which was like 3 or 4 years ago, it was right after the first one came out. It was that time period where in a cruise ship in your room, you have a TV that has like 7 or 8 stations, right? One of them, it's a movie station that shows like one movie over and over and over and over each day. And that first Trolls movie was somehow picked to show all the time.
So every time we cruise,
like almost the whole cruise, like every day that movie was on, like sometime. So and we flip through the channels and like, there's that damn movie again. Okay, let's just watch this again.
I never saw the first one. So,
That's why you didn't like the second one. Cause you probably don't need to see the first one.
You know, they explained the first one in like the first 2 minutes of the movie.
God, the recap was 20 seconds long.
It was
like maybe 5 lines of explanation of what happened in the first movie.
I wish that's what the first movie was like then.
Well, so I thought the animation looked great and the world looks awesome that the movie was in. So there's the positives on that.
Yeah.
I don't want to completely shit all over.
How much,
you know,
how much did you guys rent it for? How much are rentals now?
It was $20.
Oi.
Yeah.
To rent or to purchase?
To rent.
But it's different though, because it was supposed to come out in theaters yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So this is like, you know,
a way to support. Yeah.
At the theater. So I'm trying to support movies that I would have seen in the theaters anyway. So
have you seen Birds of Prey yet?
No, because it's not available for rent, is it?
It is. They just
is
lowered,
it available?
Yeah, they just lowered the price to $5.99 for rental.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm like, that's a much better price.
Yeah, I might rent that then. I might rent that tomorrow.
It's not bad. I liked it.
It looks terrible, but I'll watch it.
The fighting in it is really good. The action karate scenes are pretty good, but some of the movie, it could be shorter. And they should have just kept it just focused on Harley Quinn. They didn't have to introduce all these other characters. But, I mean, it is what it is. And it's not a horrible movie.
They got to do better spinoffs, man. That's why they got to introduce all the characters.
Well, what they should have done is just had a Harley Quinn movie and introduce these characters separately somehow. And then did the Birds of Prey movie. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But they probably weren't expecting it to go that far.
Well, technically, it's not even considered a Birds of Prey movie anymore, and they changed the title like 4 times.
Well, originally it was Birds of Prey, the Emancipation of was something, but then they changed it to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
No, it was originally called just Birds of Prey, then they changed it to Birds of Prey, the Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
There you go.
Then they changed it to Harley Quinn, Emancipation, whatever.
No, they kept Birds of Prey in there somewhere. They should have just...
It's just a crazy subtitle thing.
Just a horrible marketing thing they did. I bet they spent more money trying to market this movie than it even made.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. It's not horrible. It's better than Suicide Squad, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. It looks better than Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I like Margot Robbie. I think she's a talented actress. She can do a lot of different roles. Because I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood again last weekend. I still enjoy that movie a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And she's great in that movie, too.
Yeah.
She commits to Harley Quinn. That's what makes it. You know what I mean?
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Dave?
Oh, I was going to shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
But if y'all are still talking Birds of Prey, go right ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
But I was going to say, back on the show thing, I picked up and been watching the Imagineers again.
Oh,
I didn't finish the series the first time. I'm only like halfway through it. I think I thought I had watched more of it than I did. So I've kind of gone back and I'm like, oh, I hardly watched any of this series actually.
Oh, really?
So I've been watching it. It's really well done.
Oh, so good.
Really well done.
And like we said before, it's so surprising. I know that, one of the Disney, I can't think of her first name now, but, the girl in charge of it, she's from the Disney family. And what I like about
Leslie Iwerks. Oh,
that's what it is. Yeah. Leslie Iwerks. And what
she's
I like about
Iwerks' granddaughter.
Right. I got confused for a second. What I like about the show, it's not 100% Disney is the best documentary. They talk about dark times and things they messed up on, and it's really cool that Disney would allow that on their own service, you know what I mean?
It still feels very fairly sanitized.
It is.
I'm on the second episode where they talked about all the massive layoffs that they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
but
I've been to the Walt Disney Museum, and they talked about that there. So that wasn't like something new.
But you can't deny stuff that happened in real life. You know what I mean?
Sure. But they really skipped over the whole Disney was not having the union thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even kind of want to touch on that.
So, yeah.
Well, that problem goes well back. But it was interesting, though. They can't ignore that stuff completely and tell the story that they're trying to tell. Because what happened with the history of the Imagineers in the 80s, you have to have those dark time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that context, or what they're doing doesn't make any sense. The whole Eisner push doesn't make sense unless you understand that. So they couldn't ignore it completely, but I still feel like, I mean, it's still getting that Disney sanitized thing a bit. But it's still really well done.
I enjoy it. I've only seen a couple of episodes,
I enjoyed the episode where they were talking about the handled all of this in one episode, sort of, but it was like Hollywood Studios or what MGM Studios originally, but then they also talked about DisneySea in Japan,
yeah,
and like how that was formed. And I didn't know any of that stuff.
A lot of overseas
stuff. I don't know any of that.
Must be on the same episode then, because that's what I just finished.
I think that was the third episode, I believe.
I definitely want to get to DisneySea one day. It's a definitely a bucket list place for me to go to. Man, yeah, it's a great series. If you guys haven't watched The Imagineering Story, it's so good.
It's easily one of the best things available on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, speaking of, I need to catch up on the Clone Wars this week. I haven't watched a new episode.
I have not watched a single episode of that stuff.
Really?
No, I've never watched any of the Clone Wars.
Oh, really? No, it's a great series. I enjoyed it a lot.
I saw the animated series that came on Cartoon Network a long time ago. That was done by the guy who did Samurai Jack.
Right.
As a kind of like a promotional prequel series to was it the second one? Attack of the Clones?
I think so. I think you're right.
And I really liked that series, and I thought the animation was like leaps and bounds better than what they had on that Clone Wars show.
The animation is, I can see where it's not the best, but there's a stylistic choice, I think. But the last three or four episodes have all been about Ahsoka.
Loving it.
Yeah, one of my favorite characters.
Well, because they're gearing up for her. Well, they're gearing up for her because she's going to be in Mandalorian Season 2.
Rosario Dawson, baby.
Yeah. I hope that's the truth.
I hope that's the truth.
Just a rumor,
I know she's she was trying to put her hat in the ring to be that character, and I think she'd do a great job.
Hopefully they do a better makeup with her than they did with the last person with heavy makeup like that in The Mandalorian.
Who was that? I don't remember.
They had a character in the prison episode. Have to get her name.
Oh, the breakout. Was she the Twi'lek too?
Yeah. She was. Her makeup was terrible.
It's a series I can go back and rewatch again. I need to go do that.
Mandalorian.
Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely a show that's better binged than watched weekly.
Yeah, because I only watched it when it originally came out weekly. You know.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
You might hear some sounds. Have you guys watched any of the Disney Plus movies recently, like Onward or anything like that?
I finally saw Frozen 1 and Frozen 2, and I watched Onward.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how was your Frozen experience?
Frozen 1 is all right. Frozen 2 was okay. I think it was disappointing because Frozen 2 had a lot of potential to be better, and they never took those chances to be better. I think that was what
I agree.
I think that's what was disappointing about it.
You know,
they didn't have a single catchy song in Frozen.
They didn't.
I don't know.
I felt the same way.
Into the Unknown, is that what it's called? That's okay.
Yeah, that was supposed to be their Let It Go. One.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't.
It just didn't have the hook or anything on it.
The Frozen 2 reminds me of like the late 90s, early 2000s direct-to-video sequels that Disney did.
They should have hired Lin-Manuel Miranda to write the music for Frozen 2. That's what they should have done.
It felt like so much of it, and George, I imagine you'd agree with me on this, it felt like so much of that, of the second one, like the art was amazing, the animation was beautiful, settings were amazing, but I felt like so much of it, they were like, hey, you remember the first one? That was great, wasn't it?
And they did that a lot.
Like, they did a lot of that.
It was like Chris Farley on SNL. Hey, remember when this happened?
I will say I liked Olaf a lot better in the second one than I did in the first one.
I will agree with that. I think he was a little bit better and a little bit more fleshed out. But there were so many places where they fell back on the first one rather than taking chances.
Totally
moving forward with this one. Yeah,
and like I felt like they had a really good setup in the second one to kind of go off and do a better story, and they just never really went there.
Yeah,
They just put the Simpsons short that was in front of Onward on Disney Plus. The Maggie short. It's like no.
I forgot about that.
It's yeah. So good. It surprised the hell out of me when that popped up on screen. I'm like, what is going on here?
There's
a Simpsons cartoon in front of Disney movie, but it's great. If you haven't seen it, it's on there now.
I'm gonna have to check it out. What's it called?
I don't remember.
It's just Maggie something.
Yeah, it's a new.
It's very Maggie centric. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. I also saw Onward, and Onward was.
What did you think of that?
Surprisingly better than I thought it was going to be.
I enjoyed it. I don't think it's the best Pixar movie by a long shot, but a lot of people.
It's definitely middle tier for Pixar. But it's nowhere near as bad as like Good Dinosaur or Cars 2.
It's Maggie Simpson in Playdate with Destiny. That's the name of it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out later.
I think I liked Onward more than you guys did.
So my only problem with Onward is it's very by the numbers when it first starts out, and it really finishes strong. Like it feels like they brought in the right script doctors to punch up the ending. But they didn't punch up the opening of the movie. And I felt like the opening of the movie was very, very by the numbers and very boring. Like, I was not really interested until they got to the scene with the fairies at the convenience store.
Okay.
That was the moment where I felt like I was buying into this movie, because that was the moment where the movie kind of, like, lets you explore the world that they kind of created as opposed to just being in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought that after that moment, it was going to be a bigger ripple effect in the world, but it didn't really pan out that way, which is okay, because they were trying to tell a smaller story. Mm. And I really liked the ending. I felt like it was good.
You liked the ending?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought it was a very decent ending. I thought the dragon thing, spoiler alert, there's a dragon. Was a little shoehorned in there. But other than that, I thought everything was great.
I thought that, spoiler alert again, I feel how they handled the final encounter with Dad was actually perfect.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought that was really good. I thought that was the best choice. And that's why I feel like they brought in a script doctor to kind of punch up the middle and end as opposed to the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that's why I felt like it's an uneven movie. That's why I call it a middle tier Pixar movie.
It was Ian, right? That's the Tom Holland character.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and also Tom Holland is a terrible voice actor. They just don't need to hire him for voice acting.
Well, that's what he does as Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, for the most part, but he's not good. He was not good in this role. He was not the right choice.
Was were the Pixies, was that before or after the Manticore? Do you remember when they first encounter them?
That's right after, because they go to the Manticore looking for the map.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought it was right after, but no, I liked all of that stuff too, and I wasn't disappointed that it didn't ripple out into further story stuff. I just enjoyed the theme of as these brothers go on their... As they discover the magic in themselves, they inspire everyone else around them to find the magic within them.
Yeah,
I loved that theme in the movie.
I really loved that as well. I thought that was great. I just wished the relationship between I forget the brothers' names now.
Ian and Barley.
Ian and Barley. I just wish their relationship, like their dynamic, was more established in the beginning of the movie, so in the end is a better payoff, in which we didn't, you know, it was kind of established in the middle of the movie as opposed to the beginning.
I think the beginning was more of the world building, so you got the world building in the beginning and then the characters in the story in the second and third.
I liked Barley the character a lot.
I did too. More than I thought I was going to.
I think so. I think that's the case because we all relate to Barley more than anyone else.
Totally.
What was that patch that we want to get from that band?
It's the Orc Blood.
Orc Blood. That's it.
That logo was badass.
It is.
Did y'all see that he had a Reaper thing on his battle jacket too?
Reaper?
I think it was one that said Reaper or Death. I can't remember, but okay. He had a whole bunch of stuff on his jacket. I thought, like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I think Hot Topic actually created a reproduction of that jacket. You can actually go buy that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Wow. That is crazy.
I just want that patch.
It'd be cheaper probably to make your own jacket, probably.
It would probably. Based on the photos, I'll say it would probably be of better quality if you went that route. Yeah.
They just need to release patches from the band on his jacket.
I also finally saw Sonic the Hedgehog.
I saw that.
I saw that, too. My summary is that it's watchable garbage, but dude, definitely garbage.
It's probably like the second best video game movie that's come out. I'll give you that much.
I liked it. I mean, it's not spectacular, but I mean, for a video game movie, like, they stuck to some of the things that made Sonic Sonic. And
Jim Carrey was fun, and Ben Schwartz was perfect as Sonic.
Yeah.
Those are all my positives for that movie.
Speaking of
the movie's straight garbage. Like, it's a bad movie. but at no individual point in it was I like, I can't keep watching this. Like, I could keep watching it all the way through.
The Olive Garden references were really weird. Did anyone else notice that?
I remember that. I don't know.
They just kept bringing it up throughout the movie, which I kept thinking, that's weird.
Corporate sponsorship, maybe? I don't know.
Out of all the corporate sponsors, that's the weirdest one.
It's the worst restaurant in the world.
And yeah, endless breadsticks and endless pasta.
God. The breadsticks aren't bad, but that's not good food. I'm sorry. When I was a kid, I'm like, my parents used to go there all the time, and I loved it, you know? Then I ate real Italian food. I'm like, yeah, this is not real good. The taste of Italy. I used to eat the taste of Italy.
At least kind of seems to know that, like, the breadsticks and the soups are, like, all they have going for them. They seem to understand that. Because now they're like, you know, come in and buy food and we'll literally give you an extra entree. My God. Please.
Come eat tonight and we'll give you one to take home for tomorrow.
Hey, Maggiano's does that too. Maggiano's is pretty good.
Have you guys been eating out a lot or getting like food delivered or picking up type of stuff?
A little bit, but not a lot.
We've been doing.
We've been doing a lot of that, but like today when we went brave Target to get some groceries and stuff. We actually stopped at Chick-fil-A and picked up something on the way back, and we did last week, and I think we did like Freebirds. We just ordered bowls to pick up, and we picked them up, and it's pretty simple, you know. They're trying, so we try to support a place like once a week, you know, during all this. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah,
we've
done a couple. We've gotten we got Mexican food delivered last week at some point, and we got pizza last night.
Haven't done pizza.
Yeah. We haven't done a lot.
I feel like the quarantine 15 is a real thing, and I don't want to get there. I've been trying to work.
Dude, it's 100% a real thing, I guarantee you.
I'm trying to work out, and you know, because I used to
work myself a little bit.
I've been working out every day when I was when I'd go to the office. We had a gym there, and when I'd go to my gym on the weekends, and now it's like I get up in the morning. I'm like, okay, I got to get 2 miles in walking before I even start my day. To be active, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even on the weekends, I'm like, all right, got to get up and do it. But you still got to be careful about being around people. And
most definitely. And we walk our dog almost every day.
Yeah. If I had a dog, I'd be walking the dog and give it a good excuse to get out of the house, you know?
Well, our dog will drive us nuts if we don't at least give him a little bit of a walk.
I'm trying to think of any other movie that I've been watching. I've been playing at night, I've been playing a lot of video games. I finished
Animal Crossing.
Not Animal Crossing. I actually just bought that for my wife today, and then I think she's on that now. So
there you go. New addiction on the rise.
I finished Doom Eternal, which is a phenomenal game. And yes, I played it on I'm too easy to die mode or whatever it's called.
I'm too young to die.
Even on that mode, holy crap, that game is still difficult. Some of the platforming stuff you have to do It's fucking hard, but it's a really good game. Fucking brutal and
it's metal as hell.
It is so metal. Sure. Have you beat it yet?
No, I haven't been spending a whole lot of time on it. I am in the middle of, I think, the fourth level right now. I'm getting ready to I'm narrowing in on the second Hell Priest.
Okay.
Is where I am right now.
I think there's maybe 12 or 13 levels, maybe 11 or 12, something like that. But some of them are towards the end are super fucking long.
Mm-hmm. They're not short levels to begin with.
They're not. No. There's that one. There's I don't know if you got to this one enemy yet, but he has like a shield and he runs at you and like throws the shit. That guy pisses me off. And there's like certain.
Is it like the energy shield guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like the big dude.
That's the whole thing is the combat puzzle effect of these last couple of Doom games in particular, where it's every combat enemy puzzle, requires a different strategy to defeat. And so you're having to adapt in really fast-paced combat scenarios.
And I will tell you, some of the last levels, they throw every one of those enemies at you at the same time.
Yeah,
you're like, holy crap, how am I going to get past this?
2016 was like that, too.
I need to go back and finish that. I never finished that game.
It was great. And this one, I feel like, is just right on par as far as it's maintaining the difficulty curve. Mm-hmm. Like the challenge curve is right there. I'm playing on Ultraviolence.
God damn it,
And I die a lot.
You're a sucker for punishment.
I'm a Doom fan.
I know you are.
I fucking love it. And so they warn you, if you stand still, you're dead. And I'll tell you,
you cannot stop moving.
On Ultraviolence in particular, like even the lowest level baddies, they'll take you down in no time if you're not constantly moving.
I can definitely believe that.
So I die a lot, but each time I go in, I get a little bit better. So I think that's what's fun about it, is that the challenge is definitely there if you want it, but it doesn't feel insurmountable. I feel like it's a really well-balanced game as far as that's concerned, because it's very challenging, but to me it never feels like, this is impossible, I'm never going to make it through this.
I felt that a few times, but you get that's one of those games that's like, okay, this is my 40th attempt to try to get past this part. I finally got past it, and you start feeling really good about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck yes. And then, like, the next level is, like, super hard again. You're like, oh, damn it. I might go try the next level up to see how far I can get. I mean, it's a game I want to go back to and play more. You know what I mean? Not that, I beat the game, I'm done with it. Nope. I want to go back and play a lot more of it.
Word.
You should play it, dude. You'd probably break a controller or two, but
fun.
I'm terrible at Doom. I've never been good at it, and
I started playing Doom 64 too. That game is
weird.
Yeah,
it's very weird. So, like, it plays exactly like classic Doom, but it looks oddly different.
Yep.
It almost plays like classic Doom, but it almost looks like Quake. Like the original Quake game.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
A lot of the textures I feel like were pulled right out of Quake. Not directly. Not like they just picked up the assets and dropped them back in. I don't think it's that level.
Oh, you're breaking up real quick, dude.
Hello, y'all still there?
But yeah, hold on. You there, George?
Yeah, I'm still here. You're writing down the time, so you'll know where to start.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, can you talk for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, you're breaking up, and then I think George got dropped.
George, I can still hear George.
I'm still here.
You were gone for a second, were you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I y'all guys were breaking up, so I was making sure it wasn't my phone.
Yeah, it was Dave. I heard Dave breaking up, too. Was I breaking up, too?
Everyone kind of has been off and on to me. To me, George's video feed has dropped.
I dropped my video because my battery is going low, and I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
So I just did it to conserve battery.
Okay. All right, so moving on here. Another game that I finally picked back up is this game Control. Have you heard of this?
Man, I've been meaning to play that. Is that any good?
Holy crap, dude. It's a very strange game. It's done by the company Remedy Entertainment, who did what's the name? Max Payne, Quantum Break, Alan Wake. Some of the best, you know, third-person narrative-driven games that have ever come out. This game is fucking weird. There's things in here I don't understand what's going on, but it's a compelling game. It's really cool. One of your main powers is like in the second level you get like psychic ability where you could like pick up pieces of like the environment and throw it at people as your weapon, which is really cool. It's a lot of fun just to run around and destroy everything that way too.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. I want to play it, but I don't want to. There's nowhere to rent it from, so I don't want to spend $60 and it'd be terrible.
No, it's an amazing game. It's beautiful, and it's definitely a lot of weirdness. If you wanted me to really explain the plot to you now, I could not. I know it's something. You're the leader of like this place called Control. It's sort of like an FBI type of thing, and something happens where like this something like starts taking over people called the Hiss. And
the Hiss?
Yeah, and then and they just become like these weird zombie like creatures that can fly, and man, it's really over the place, but it's a lot of fun. It's a really good game. I do recommend it. I mean, you can probably find it cheap now, like $20-$30.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I bet you. Uh-huh. I bet you it's pretty cheap right now.
Okay.
You have an Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Control.
Control.
$29.99, brand new right now.
On the Xbox store?
Xbox and PS4.
Oh, cool. I don't know if I'm digital, but yeah. Oh, I only buy digital now. Sorry.
Well, that's your problem.
Oh, shit.
It's fun, though. I mean, if you're looking for a narrative-driven game that's not the normalcy, I'd pick it up.
Yeah, the next game I have on my playlist right now that I'm going to probably buy next week is the Sunken City.
Okay.
Yeah, they're having like a huge sale on Nintendo Switch, and that's one of the games on there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I've been meaning to play it. So
I picked up a game today that I've been really wanting to replay again. It's Oddworld Stranger's Wrath. I think I talked to you about this a little bit earlier.
Oh, that's an old game.
Yeah, do you remember this game, Dave?
I never played any of them, but I remember them.
I played it when it first came on PlayStation.
Yes, Stranger's Wrath is one of my favorite games of all time. So you're an anthropomorphic bounty hunter, and the cool thing about you get your weapons, it was on the original Xbox, holy crap. So the original really came out in 2005 with the original one, but I love this game so much, and it's a perfect third-person adventure game where you sort of like in the Wild Wild West type of environment where you have to go around collecting bounties of these people, but your weapon is like this crossbow type of device where the ammo are different creatures you pick up in the world. So some creatures you pick up and you stick on your shooter and then they explode, or some of them are gel or whatever. And then you have to like knock your bounties out, and then you like suck them up into like this backpack thing. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. It's been a long time since I played it, and it's on sale right now on the Switch store for like $20. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to playing that.
On a completely different tier,
I know what you're about to say.
What am I about to say?
Are you talking about Disney Arena?
Hell yeah!
Holy crap, dude!
I am.
I'm addicted to this game so
Carrie
much.
Carrie and I have been playing Disney Sorcerer Arena.
Is that the cell phone game?
Yes.
It's a mobile game, and it's essentially you collect Disney characters and then do like JRPG style turn-based combat fights with them.
Sure.
That's basically what the game is.
I just pulled it up again. How far are you?
It's level 27.
I just reached 28 today.
Yeah, I just reached 27 today. I kind of took a couple days off. It's goofy, and there's not a whole lot to it.
Yeah,
there's a distinct air of pay to win.
I was about to mention that paywall. I sort of hit that paywall. I'm like, it's like a you just like hit it like really fast. You're like, holy fuck, I'm not buying anything. I'm not paying any money into this game.
No, I'm not either.
But I want to get further. You know what I mean?
But they really want you to like. they have what do they call it? The like the pass holder tier,
yeah,
or whatever. Every time you level up on the pass holder tier, it's like here's your paltry reward for leveling up.
You get
by the way,
you get nothing
you would
here.
Have gotten.
You get
here's
nothing
what you
here.
Would
you
would have gotten.
Yeah, you can get either if you pay us $10, you can get all this cool shit, or if you don't pay us, you get nothing. Absolutely nothing, sir. You drink the fizzy lifting drink. Sir. You get nothing. It's a free game, but it definitely does have that paywall thing. And I'm gonna still keep playing it though. If you are playing it out there, we started what they call it a club. Up. Yeah,
yeah. So you can join our club,
the Metal Geeks Club. You can search for us there, and I don't know. I don't know what it does or anything, but
have you not done any of the club stuff, like the club dungeon or?
I have done, yeah. The club dungeon, yeah. I'm somewhere in there right now. I don't know.
So this game, a lot of the like different, because when I first started the game, I was like, holy shit, there's a lot going on in this game. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different tokens that you have to collect and a lot of different kinds of things that you do. It's all ultimately rooted around that like turn-based RPG combat scenario. Yep. But like the context in which you do it keeps changing. And there's so many different tokens and items to collect and all this kind of stuff. It was really overwhelming at first.
Yeah.
But then once I got a handle on it, I was like, oh, okay.
There's not that much,
I've
really.
Seen this. It's really not. Yeah. And I've basically played this game before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like all these features, I'm like, oh, I've seen that in this other game, in this other game. And so it's really not as complicated as it looks when you set out. It's just there's so much little stuff and figuring out how it all works together. Like figuring out, it took me a while to figure out like combining the equipment pieces.
Yeah.
And that whole thing was a little bit confusing.
It is.
But,
I'm sort of stuck on there right now, but some of my characters can't level up there because
I can't find enough of the items. And that's one of those things. Hey, if you wanted to pay to be a pass holder, then that's you wouldn't have any problem.
Not doing that, guys. The characters that are in the game are really cool. Like my team, I have like Sully from Monsters, Inc. and Aladdin, Little Mermaid. Ian from Onward is one of my characters. There's characters from Gargoyles. There's like Captain Hook.
I have Demona. Do you have Demona yet?
Yes, I do. I use her a lot, actually.
Her area of effect thing is pretty cool.
Yes.
So.
There's Kronk in here. There's Monterey Jack is in here from Rescue Rangers. Darkwing Duck, Tinkerbell, Robin Hood, and Jack Skellington, Jafar. It's just all these different characters from different Disney things.
They pull from some surprising properties. I remember looking through the character list when I first downloaded it. Like they're pulling from some weird places on this.
Sure. Scrooge McDuck is in here. I want Scrooge. That'd be cool. But yeah, to get this character is not an easy task unless you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do that.
I imagine, like, I'm having fun with the game, but I imagine I'm going to burn out on it before mm-hmm. too long because I'm not going to want to pay money. It's fun. And but I'm not going to pay for it. I imagine I'm going to burn out. I imagine I'm going to get to the point where it's just too difficult to continue. It becomes so much of a grind to continue that I'm probably going to lose interest.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm probably about a week away from that. I don't know. 1 or 2 weeks. I don't know.
We'll see.
It's been occupying my time during this quarantine. So there's nothing bad there.
Hmm.
Oh, man. So one of the things that I've been doing is supporting some of my favorite bands.
Yeah, you've been watching a lot of the live stream stuff, huh?
Yeah, well, I've actually paid for a couple of them. So I got into the Wolfheart one. It was like $20. And what they did is they didn't do a live stream. They shot everything and they like professionally edited it and then they released it and they let you download it, which is really cool. It's not, it's shorter than I thought it was going to be. It's only like maybe 55 minutes to an hour, but they give you a lot of bonus stuff and they're going to continue to add bonus stuff to it. As they said, there's a Q&A and they show you all their, you know, the equipment they use and all that kind of stuff. And speaking of, the new Wolfheart album just came out yesterday. Wolves of Karelia, amazing album. Mm-hmm. But the one that I bought was the Omnium Gatherum Insomnium show. It was supposed to be a live stream yesterday afternoon, or yesterday, like 11 my time. There was some fuck-ups on the streaming site. Not the company that was actually hosting it, but the streaming portion of it for some reason, like the third party that they hired, couldn't support what was going on. So it finally, they had to scrap it. They said, basically what they did, they filmed everything and they said, we're going to edit this real quick. It's all, you know, all live streamer and all that kind of stuff. They edited it and they released it the next day, which was today for me, as a, still a live stream. It's not a download.
But well, and, that actual show on that tour that we were supposed to go to
was today.
Today, yeah.
So I still got to see both the bands, but I didn't get to see them live in person, but saw them virtually through my TV. It was interesting. I watched it through my Xbox, actually, so I was actually able to watch it on my TV. It was just awkward. We were, like, clapping along, and after, because, like, during songs, there's, like, quietness.
Yeah, I watched the Enslaved
I did too.
Concert that was streamed a few days ago, and that was kind of the same thing, and you could tell it was weird for them too.
They'd
finish a song, and like Grootlo would be like, okay,
next song.
like you could tell that like he's pausing because he's waiting for that applause moment that's never going to come.
Yeah.
Then he's like, oh yeah, okay, anyway.
I felt a little bit that in the Insomnium one too. Nilo would do that at some point to be like, okay, thank you very much. And he would be like, then I think one of the guys is like, crickets. And they're making comments. They knew it's an awkward thing. It's strange when they're playing in front of an empty audience, you know what I mean? And trying to, there's one point where he's like, all right, everybody, and like clap along. And he was just looking and he's like, okay, this is fucking awkward, there's nobody clapping along. But it's fun though. I definitely, it was only like $10 for the show, you know what I mean? Definitely wanted to support them. I actually
that's
ordered
cool. I mean, it's only $10. Yeah, totally worth it.
You got the canceled tour t-shirt too.
I did
you?
I was about to mention that. I'm waiting for it to come in, but yeah, the Insomnium Gatherum canceled tour, it's great. I can't wait for that shirt. Did you order one too?
I want to. I haven't though.
Okay. And my wife ordered from Bortnagar, so she got a t-shirt and the hoodie that they would have had on the tour.
Cool.
So one of the things I've been doing is watching a lot of Devin Townsend shit. He's been putting out these. Okay, so he started with the Quarantine Project, which was like 8 or 9 days of like brand new music. Even the Venga Boys cover song, which was still awkward.
Really weird.
Every time I hear, I just like, it's like brings me back to those fucking Six Flags commercial with the old guy coming out of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the song. You've heard it, right, George? Yeah. You've heard the. Have you heard the Devin Townsend cover of it?
No.
You need to.
It's so weird.
It's Annika and Shay from Casualty of the Cool singing on it. It's just when Devin says it's time to party, you're like, all right, it is time to party, dude.
It's time to party.
Then they released a video of it, a secondary video, which was like people that submitted their own videos. And our friend Will Bothars got into it, which is pretty cool.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's in the video.
I never watched the follow up one.
Yeah, the fan filmed one. It's pretty cool. He did that with Lucky Animals at one point too, back in the day.
Well, the way that I understood that situation was he released that same kind of a thing, that it was like, I'm putting the audio out here so that you can create your own video to go with it.
That's what he did.
But I feel like, but his, his version of it was so Devin that it's yeah. like the official video for the song.
That's right. So what he's been doing now, started
if you
last...
haven't seen that one, you should go find it.
And apologize, guys, for any kind of technical problems. We are practicing our social distancing, so we are using Skype, and Skype does sometimes have some errors and some hitching and things like that. We're just getting through it, you know what I mean? So
Word. It's Skype's fault. Don't blame us.
Don't blame us. Not our fault. We're doing the best we can. but what he's doing now, there's a two things that he's doing. He's releasing these podcast sort of YouTube things. They're not on a podcatcher or anything like that. They're all through his YouTube. I've listened to the first two. I think the first one was Ocean Machine, then Strapping Young Lad City. And he's also put out Infinity and Physicist in the past couple of days. But these are like 2 hour plus, almost 2 hour shows where he talks about everything you would ever fucking want to know about the time period of making these albums. And then he goes into each track in particular and talks about each track. It's really cool. If you're a fan, he really gets in depth. If you've ever read his book, he talks about a lot of the stuff, but he gets really in depth in these podcasts. And he hates doing podcasts. He's not the first. He'd be the first person to admit, I hate doing podcasts, but he's doing it for his fans. You know what I mean? And he's also doing these live stream shows soon, which is pretty cool. But each one is like $20 buy-in. So I haven't done that. I don't know. All right. So, that's going to pretty much wrap it up soon. We could talk about what's tickling our geeks, but you know, what are we really looking forward to? You know what I mean?
TV shows and movies to come out, I guess.
Yeah, we could do that. What We Do in the Shadows season 2 starts next week.
I'm looking forward to that.
For sure. What about you, George?
There's this new movie on Netflix coming out called Extraction with Chris Hemsworth.
I haven't watched the trailer yet, but I saw that pop up on my feed.
That does look pretty good.
Yeah, this is like the first Russo's produced movie post their Infinity and Marvel stuff.
Is it the Russo brothers? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're just the producers on it. They're not directors or anything like that. They wanted to direct this, but they directed or produced Deadly Class instead or something. There was like some kind of weird like scheduling thing for them. But this is like the first Netflix Russo's thing. Okay. And the trailer looks cool, and you know, Chris Hemsworth looks cool. I mean, that looks exciting.
I'll watch that. When did that come out?
Next week, I think, or this week. One of those two.
I watched the what is that movie was on Netflix? Spencer Confidential.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It's not bad. It's a good action movie. My mom loved Spencer for Hire growing up when I was a kid.
That was a TV show in the '70s, right?
Eighties. Don't make me too old, dude.
Hey man, I'm just asking. I don't know.
And she always watched it, and I didn't realize that this was a movie version of that TV show.
Yeah, it's like a modern update on it, right?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. Mark Wahlberg, no matter what you think about the dude, he's a good action guy. You know what I mean? Because he feels more like an everyday action star, like a Bruce Willis. You know what I mean? Not just like, oh, I'm superhero, I can do all this shit. You know what I mean?
I'm Marky Mark.
Yeah, Marky Mark. He's going to make you groove, dude. What was the song? Right. I can't even remember the name of it now.
Dude, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I could tell you what the music video looked like, but I couldn't tell you the song.
All right, so I have a little bit of homework for you, George, George Hates Metal for next episode.
Uh-huh.
Go listen to the brand new Wolfheart album.
Wolfheart album?
Yep. I want a full report next time we reconvene.
I'm looking it up as we speak.
It just came out yesterday. It's something I think you enjoy. You like mellow death.
I think I listened to some of their older stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I'd probably check it out.
All right.
I listened to the new Warbringer song. And I thought that was pretty good.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've been listening to one of the things I've been doing is I've been playing my electronic drum set a lot.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Yeah, so I've been putting my earbuds on and then putting the headphones on over that so I can hear both at the same time.
Yeah.
I've been playing along. I've been doing a lot of Helloween and some Slayer, and one of the workouts I've been doing is the brand new Live Monkeys album, which is actually really, really good. It's well produced and sounds phenomenal. I've been playing along to that. It's like the full hour of it just as a workout, which is pretty cool.
Right on.
Alrighty, so any last comments we want to talk about before we wrap this up?
I wanted to mention that I've seen a couple of TV shows because TV shows are great when you're looking for shit to watch. If you have Hulu, there's a show called Killing Eve, which is fantastic. It's a BBC show. It's produced and written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
She's the lady who created Fleabag on Amazon.
Still haven't watched that either.
Yeah, that's pretty great, too. If you haven't had a chance to see that, I recommend that. Okay. So watch Killing Eve. It's a great kind of like a cat and mouse spy assassin show, and it's very funny.
All right.
And then another show on Netflix that I was stupid never to watch the first season of, but when second season came out, I'm glad I finally watched them both. It's called Sex Education. Has Asa Butterfield in it. And
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, okay. He's been in a few. I would imagine.
Oh, it's a guy. Okay.
Yeah, it's a guy.
All right.
It's a very British show. It's about a kid who his mother is a sex therapist.
I saw the trailer for that. Yeah, okay.
And he uses his shit that he knows for his mom to help kids out at school with sex problems.
Interesting.
And it's hilarious. And me and my wife, we binged it in like,
oh,
I want to say in like 3 days.
Cool.
It was great.
We're always looking for stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's very funny, very British, and very raunchy.
Very cool. Well, before we go, you guys have a good Easter somehow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Happy Passover and all that good stuff.
I know it was the holiday time, I guess.
Yeah, I know Dave has some plans with his kids tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
Yep.
Doing an egg hunt or anything like that?
Yeah, what are you guys going to do?
We always do. The Easter Bunny will hide stuff around the house. I think it's supposed to rain tonight, so maybe not outdoors. Mm. But if outdoors is an option, we've got a lot of outdoor space to work with. So,
awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Metal Geeks Podcast. Of course, you can find us on the internet at MetalGeeksPodcast.com. You can find us at ESONetwork.com, where you can check out all the cool and awesome shows that make up the ESO Network. You can find us on all social medias at Metal Geeks. We're on Stitcher and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and any podcatchers that you use to download, you'll find us there too. And our sister show, MSRcast, where we just put out a brand new episode called Quarantine Metal, where all the songs have to do with being alone or in solitude or something along those lines. It's pretty
super
fun.
Sad.
It is.
Do Candlemass, right?
We actually did Oceans of Slumber's version of Solitude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So check out that episode if you want to hear some quarantine metal. And what about you guys? Where can they find you on the internet?
Dave? You want to go first, Dave? Me?
Whatever.
Anybody? Okay.
Bueller?
You can find me on everything social media at George Tripsis. If you're following me on Twitter, it's just me basically talking about the shit I've watched recently. So if you want to see what I thought or cared to say. Whoa, hello.
I think there was a Skype problem here real quick. That's okay.
Skype problem.
We're all good. It's all good in the hood. Now, what about you, Dave? Where can people find you? I'm sorry.
Red Viking Dave is my social media handle. That's going to be primarily artwork stuff. So,
are you working on anything new right now?
Yeah, I'm still working on that piece that I showed you before. I've been actually trying to get my studio space reorganized so that it's more conducive for work. So that's been a lot of my work time is doing that. But
cool.
I've got several pieces in the works right now. Yeah.
We had to set up an office for my wife here at the house too. So,
yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out with us again. We will see you guys on the next episode. And as always, last thing we have to say:
keep it metal.
And
keep it metal.
And
keep it clean. Wash your goddamn hands.
That's right. Keep it safe and keep your damn hands washed. Stay the fuck inside. How about that?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Stop playing basketball and pretending everything is a vacation.
That's right. This is not a vacation.
Yeah, not a vacation.
It's the longest weekend ever. All right, guys.
Well, and always keep it geeky. Yeah, that too.
You know, said geepy or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
All right. We'll see you guys next time, and keep it geeky. And?
Keep it metal.
Safe.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Hey, weird podcast people. Join us every week on the Flopcast for a half hour or so of silly conversation about comics, music, Saturday morning cartoons, old movies and TV shows, and chickens. It'll be our little secret. Find us at flopcast.net and on the ESO network.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.